Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So it's unfortunate that the listeners of our podcast can't see your beard.
They can't?
No, they can't. Well, they can't see it because they can't see it. They can imagine it, but they can't see your beard. Do you just go up in your chair? Do you just press a button and then you go up in your chair?
No, my desk moves up and down.
What? So you stand and do it?
Yeah, I can do. I'm sitting now, but I can stand as well.
That's cool. You have a desk that moves?
Yeah, it moves up and down, so I can stand in it or I can sit. And right now I'm sitting.
But sometimes you can stand.
Sometimes I can stand because it's bad to sit down all day.
Yeah,
and actually, I'm more productive when I'm standing.
Yeah, because when you're sitting down, you become a bit lazy, I feel.
Yeah, you do. And also, like, if you're standing, it feels like you're constantly, like, running errands.
What errands are you running when you're just standing by your desk or you're thinking that you're running?
Well, I'm running a business.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's errands.
Yeah.
That is errands.
But I had a quite a scary experience yesterday with Zoe.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
So it was Memorial Day. It was a Memorial Day weekend. I think it was a bank holiday in the UK as well, right?
Yeah, it's bank holiday over here. That's
so
right.
So it was a bank holiday weekend here. It was Memorial Day, which is a big sort of day remembering veterans and people who have lost their lives. Mm-hmm. Also police, anyone in the armed services, really. And we ran a few errands, went to change the oil in the car, and then we were like, oh, well, should we go for lunch at this place? Do you know Eataly? Did you ever go to that in LA?
Yeah, I know Eataly.
Eataly?
I know Eataly.
It's a country in, you know.
Yeah, in Europe.
No, Eataly is like a restaurant. It's like a delicatessen, but it's really delicious, like Italian food. They make like fresh pasta and all this stuff.
Okay, so it's like a deli.
Yeah, so we went to the mall, the place called North Park Mall, where they've got this big Eataly there, and they've got, yeah, it's really good. It's like three Italian restaurants in there. Anyway, we went in there, and they were like, okay, it's going to be 45 minutes to wait for a table. So we were like walking around the mall, looking at things, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we come back. And Zoe goes out. She's like, I'm just going to call my mum. And so I was like waiting for the table. We were probably, it was like 10 minutes left. And anyway, he was like, okay, I'll seat you now since you're here. And so I went and got Zoe and said, look, come in. We've got the table. And I was sitting there and I took a video and I was showing her where I was sitting. And then she comes in. She comes and sits down next to me, and we're sort of just like looking at the menu. The waiter comes over and says, oh, do you need a bit more time? Anyway, so we're looking at the menu. Suddenly we hear this alarm going off, and we look we look at the entrance to the mall. And right, and behind us is the exit to the door. To the outside, to the parking lot. We're like in the middle of this thing with like hundreds of people like around us. And suddenly we just hear this screaming and see this wave of people like running out things saying, active shooter, run, active shooter,
oh
run.
Oh my God.
Active shooter, run. And we were like, fuck. So we just...
Shooter?
Yeah. So the active shooter alarm was running off and everyone was fucking running out of the building. And we literally, Zoe and I just dropped everything and like sprinted. And because there was so much stuff in the way, like tables and things were getting knocked over, and the tables getting knocked over sounded like fucking gunshots. So everyone was like screaming, glass smashing everywhere, everyone basically running for their lives. I was like checking, making sure that Zoe was behind me.
Well, was on the floor so you could get away. Fuck off, Zoe. Jesus.
No. I was like, because I didn't want to, you know, like you think, okay, hold hands, but actually running in a sort of in an obstacle course, holding hands is not ideal.
Yeah.
So I was just basically checking behind me, and it was fucking intense.
What?
And so we didn't know, like, right? So we all ran out, and then literally people were like, there was like a balcony or like a terrace with like a railing or whatever. And I remember running out and seeing like just this like this mound of people, because obviously they'd run left to try and go out that way, and there was this railing, so they were all just getting crushed on the railing.
What?
Yeah, it was really. So, and actually, I remember. So at one point, we were running. I was like near the door, and I looked behind, and Zoe was gone. And I was like, "Oh fuck, where the hell's Zoe?" And basically, someone had ran in front of her, so she went behind the cash register to try and run behind that. But then that was blocked off at the end. So I got out to just the end of the cash register, and then I saw her like pushing this guy over and like jumping off his back over the cash register. She's a real survivor.
Wait, but obviously it was a false alarm.
So this is the thing, right? So for an hour and a half, we were all like, we ran outside and we were like, fuck, let's get the hell out of here. Because you don't know, like, if someone's going to come out and start shooting people in the parking lot or whatever. So we got in the car, like, obviously Zoe was really shaken up by it. And so got in the car and drove off. And we, for like an hour and a half, we weren't sure. Like, there was no, like, the police weren't reporting it. We were, like, looking on the thing, like, to see what was going on. And then an hour and a half later, but this was, like, chaos. We drove around the mall, and you could see everyone was just, like, piling out of every exit of the mall.
Wait, just quickly, when the alarm, is it an alarm saying active shooter?
People were screaming active shooter. And we were hearing bangs, like, right? We were hearing, you could hear bangs.
Oh, my God. To all of our listeners who's listening to this, that is intense. So then for an hour and a half, you didn't know what was going on. And then...
So an hour and a half, we drove off. We were like, fuck, let's get the fuck out of here. And we were lucky that we could get out of... We were lucky that we ran out, because they, you know, basically shortly after we managed to get out, they locked all the doors because they didn't want any of the shooter... Well, like, that's their protocol. Like, they didn't want anyone being able to get out, right?
Yeah.
Or go in. And so then we get to... We drove down the road to this other restaurant, because we actually hadn't even ordered lunch.
You were still hungry. Shit, that was intense. We're still hungry here, though.
I was like, Zoe, do you mind if we go to this other public place so I can order some tacos?
Wow.
So we were sat down, and then it turns out that basically in the food court, this guy, like mentally ill guy, had like got his skateboard and banged it on the ground like loads of times, and then like was making like gun motions to everyone in the crowd, and then ran over and pulled the fire alarm. So it was like a fucking idiot who like caused this huge panic but also because it was like Memorial Day, it's kind of, you know, like you often hear these terrorist attacks happening on these sorts of public holidays when there's loads of people around. So it was,
what were you feeling in your head? Were you terrified?
I was just so focused on getting out and making sure Zoe got out. I was kind of like so focused on getting to the exit and making sure Zoe was with me.
Were you wearing a cape?
So I just
Did you quickly put on a cape and say, hey, everyone, follow me?
No.
That's insane. That is insane. That's insane.
It was actually really quite intense. But, you know, there were some people who were fucking, locked in. Because, obviously, if you're in the middle of the mall, there's nowhere you can run, right? You're not going to want to run all the way down the mall in case there are shooters, roaming around. So people, ran into, stock rooms and were just trapped in there for, 2 or 3 hours, just waiting for, 2 hours, waiting for the police to allow them to go out. That would be intense because you'd be like, am I going to be a terrorist hostage or something?
Yeah.
But we were kind of lucky that we managed to get out. But it was like running through an obstacle course, and it was just like, you know, just so fucking aware of everything. It was intense.
Holy smokes. Well, welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. That is a way to kick it off, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you're safe and okay, because that...
Yes, yeah. I mean, fortunately, I mean, it's kind of funny because obviously it's now... You know, everyone in Dallas knows about it. But when you know, people talk about it. Yeah, it's just some skateboarder. But the fact is, you didn't know it was a skateboarder at the time, right? Or some fucking idiot trying to create a panic, right? Everyone in the mall thought it was a real shooting.
Do you not remember when we were in France and that happened? That terrible.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was going to say. So that time, shortly after the Bastille Day terrorist attack, it was a couple of days afterwards, if I remember correctly, and we were sat on that road in Cannes.
I wasn't there for this, but you were there.
So this is actually the second time this has happened to me, and we were all sat down in this restaurant. It was shortly after the Bastille Day terrorist attack, when I was actually meant to go down there to the Promenade des Anglais on that day, but I basically got drunk at Hotel du Cap. Do you remember?
Yeah, we were drunk quite a lot of the time.
Yeah, and anyway, we sat down it was a similar story. We'd just sat down. We hadn't even ordered our food yet. And suddenly we hear all this banging and screaming, and then look down the road, and all these people are just running down the road, knocking over tables. So obviously, instinctively, you kind of just see all these people running away from something. So in your head, you're like, I should probably run away from that too, right? So you don't even think, you just fucking run. And it's just that, I suppose, that kind of instinctive.
And everyone's knocking over tables and things like that. Run!
Yes, so it's just chaos, you know? It's just...
And then that wasn't even anything.
Some drunk guy had knocked over a big bin.
And that caused the chaos to make everyone run.
Yeah. Well, but you have to appreciate, at that time, there had just been this huge, horrific terrorist attack, days before, literally meters away. So people were on edge. And there had actually been quite a few terrorist attacks that summer, if you remember, in France.
Jesus Christ. Should we make the podcast a little bit lighter? Tell you what. Hey, I'm glad you're alive, buddy.
I've got adrenaline actually talking about it.
Yeah, I got adrenaline you talking about it as well. Fill up with the stuff, right?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Talking of adrenaline, you know, interesting topic that I wanted to quickly discuss. And I know you'll love this one, but you know Khloe Kardashian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Tristan Thompson. She's a big influencer.
She's a YouTuber.
She's a YouTuber, exactly. Her man, Tristan Thompson,
I thought she was going out with
Who? You're gonna say Kanye West. That's what you're about to say.
That's
Kim Kardashian and their divorce now. But Khloe Kardashian is going out with Tristan Thompson, who's a basketball player, who cheated on her in the past. They then got back together. They claim he's cheated on her again. And not only that, they're saying that he fathered a son of someone else. So he's actually got a son out
there. That's nice of him.
Yeah. And he has claimed that it's not his. So Khloe...
Wait, so he's not actually being a father to the...
So what happened was is that this girl had claimed that Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's man, was the father of her son. And she said, look, even Khloe Kardashian Instagrammed me and it was all fake. All the messages were fake. Everything was fake.
What was she doing it for?
I don't know. Maybe for fame?
For attention.
For attention, for fame, for something like that. Have you ever received or sent a DM?
But is it really his baby?
Well, hey, look, you're intrigued now. So we have to read the article more. I think it's all fake. But have you ever sent a DM or received a DM by accident or got in trouble over DMs?
Have I got in trouble over DMs? Yeah, I'm sure I have. I can't really remember.
I got in trouble for a DM. I want to see what you think about this. When Sophie and I first started dating... Right, I got in trouble over DMs because I had sent a message to someone on Instagram because I was going through Manchester and it was a simple message, right? I was in the middle of the day. It wasn't year round. It wasn't at night. It was in the middle of the day because I replied to one of her stories saying, "Hey, you Manchester," saying this. Anyway, Sophie, we were just dating at the time, and that was a big problem. I think social media
But were you dating at the time?
Well, we were dating, but she thought that I was flirting and I wasn't flirting, and then it became a big hoo-ha and all these different things.
So, but it wasn't a hot girl.
She wasn't hot. No.
You see, she wasn't hot. What were you doing then?
I replied to her story. I was, this was years ago.
So you were just replying? But yeah, why would you reply to some random girl?
Because she was in Manchester and I was driving through Manchester. I was like, oh, I'm in Manchester as well. And that was
staying in room.
I was nothing like that. But my point is, I think sometimes social media can get you in trouble. Like people liking the wrong photos or you sending the wrong DM.
Or following the wrong people.
Following the wrong people. And you don't mean to do it. It just sometimes, I'm sure there are people who mean to do it, but lots of people don't mean to do it. And I think
sometimes people just pop up and your thing, and you know, you follow them, and then you know.
I get it, baby. I know.
I'm getting trouble.
I'm just relating to people out there. We also, as always, Francis, got a funny review that I want to read to you. Yeah, which it's called. It's an Amazon review on Knuckle Buster 950,000 volt stun gun. And someone...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, someone wrote a review on it, May the 4th, 2012. The title is amazing, 4 stars. And it says this: I purchased this after I was confronted by some punks demanding that I hand over my money. I'm a relatively fit guy, but I was no match for them. That is when I realized that I needed to protect myself. The day after I bought this product, I went to the very Walmart parking lot where I was first mugged. I approached the group of hooligans standing outside the entrance, concealing my secret weapon. I coolly asked, "Remember me?" One of them looked up and said, "Have you come back to buy some samosas or Thin Mints? My Girl Scout troop needs to raise some more money." I replied with, "You're not taking my money this time, but sir, they're delicious," she said. I whipped out my Knuckle Buster stun gun and shouted, "Wrong move, bitch." The 5 Girl Scouts ran away screaming. As I pounded my chest in victory, I accidentally activated the stun gun and applied 950,000 volts to my right nipple. I woke up 4 hours later to the sound of heavy footsteps. Those Girl Scouts had bought their fathers. But I was ready. I lunged at the largest one with a cry of, "Raggle, fraggle!" and hit him in the stomach. He hit the ground harder than a fat kid on a jungle gym. As the others began to circle around me, I changed techniques, holding my hands in tight fists. I raised my arms to my sides, initiated the helicopter spin. They all backed off, fearing my impressive RPM. After a while, I started getting dizzy, and one of the fathers decided to try to tackle me. As he ran to me, stood there, dizzy and queasy, time was going really slow. Then I remembered. I'd eaten lunch at Chipotle, and the burrito was fighting its way back up my stomach. I turned towards my enemy and launched a stream of projectile vomit at him, knocking him to the ground. Then I started singing, "Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor." This is nuts. I grabbed my knucklebuster stun gun and shoved it into my mouth, running headfirst at my foes. Eventually they were all unconscious and I walked home victorious. That is honestly an Amazon review.
Is that a real product?
That's a real
product. You can buy knuckle duster tasers.
Well, knucklebuster, I don't think you probably can do that. You probably can in America. I don't know. It's intense, isn't it? Hey, listen to all you private parties who listen to our bonus episodes. As always, what we like to do at the end of the month is shout out to the charity individual community that we want to acknowledge and send some money to, give some cash to. And we have chosen this month, we have chosen the wonderful Zoe and Zach and their charity called Climbing Out. This is the one that we spoke of on a bonus episode where her husband became injured and he had suffered a massive head injury and he suffered loads of mental trauma, and Climbing Out really, really helped him. So we are going to be donating some cash to those guys. You can check out the charity. They're incredible. They're called Climbing Out. And if you haven't listened to it, go and listen to the last bonus episode because they are incredible. So Zoe and Zach, thank you so much for giving them a shout. We cannot thank you enough. I think it's really cool that we do this, right, Francis?
If we do say so ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, also, if you would like to talk about charity or community and help help them get acknowledgement and also maybe win them some cash or get them to donate some cash, send in your recommendations to contact@privatepartspodcast.com or send us a DM at private podcast. We'd love to hear from you. And just send us your stories, any funny reviews, anything at all, get in touch because we want to hear from all of you. But right now, Frankie.
That noise.
I don't know. I think it's coming from... It's gone now. I can't really hear it.
It's coming from my laptop. That's weird.
Hey, listen, don't worry. It's the end of the bonus episode, but we're going to be back on Friday with, of course, an amazing guest. So get ready for that. Hey, Francis, why don't you say something cool to end the podcast?
Stay classy, San Diego. Nice.
See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.